6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time, and it's Friday, February 18th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. And if you happen to be listening at this moment in time, we have a toll-free number you can call in, 844-769-2944. If there's anything on your mind you want to share with us here on the program. And just to let you know, as far as the Power Mall goes, we've got 10% off sales going on Silver Botanicals, Good Health Naturally products, and North American Urban Spice products. 30% off closeout deals on Essential Digestive Plus, and 20% off Grown by Nature Iron and Molybdenum Renatured 60 Count. So you got through that one okay. Power Silver 1 ounce Nano Silver on sale. That's a BOGO. Buy one, get one free while supplies last on Power Silver 1 ounce Nano Silver. And, of course, the BOGO on Tranquil, always good to go. And today is Cash Friday. All you got to do is type in Cash Friday at checkout when you select cash, check, or money order for payment at the Power Mall, and you get 10% off on your purchase. That's every Friday. And we appreciate that because that helps keep us on this frequency. Whatever frequency it happens to be listening to, whether it's 6.160, 7.490, on the radio locally where radio is available, or just frankly right on the internet streaming live or on a phone. That's right, because we do have a telephone listener line, which most of you who are listening now already have. We're going to skip all that. But if you have feedback on the 6.160, because we're doing live streaming on that only until the 24th, which is less than a week away. And so you can call the Power Mall number, 877-817-9829, select option 2, or email support at thepowerhour.com and give us your feedback. Let us know what you think, if it's muddy, if it's good, if it's crystal clear, if you're hearing somebody else's program instead of ours. I mean, whatever the case may be, give us your feedback on that because, you know, we value your input. And that's one way of communicating besides becoming a team member, which is available on thepowerhour.com. You could do that. And now that we're done finishing talking about the specials, we have a couple of guests that are going to be on the program. Sad but true, I told you that we were going to have Scott Shara on the program talking about his daughter, Grace, who had Down syndrome. She was 19 years old, and he is claiming that the hospital she was admitted to for COVID treatment committed medical murder of his daughter. We're going to be talking to him at the bottom of the hour. At the top of next hour, Jill Mattson, if you are familiar with 434 Hertz music, which I am, Jill Mattson does sound healing. She's going to be talking about how to use sound healing to be implemented to help with coronavirus defense. That's right. So, you know, we'll be joined by her at the top of next hour. And once again, the phone lines are always open if you are listening in Central Time right now on Friday, the 18th. And if you're not, then it's a rerun. And, of course, the phone lines are not open. But if you are, you're listening and we're live, it's 844-769-2944. Put that number on your speed dial. In news of the world, you know, here's the funny thing. Remember all the goalposts, how they would move the goalposts as far as the pandemic goes, or the plandemic? Yeah, it's amazing that first they're saying February 13th, Wednesday, Russia was going to invade Ukraine. Now they move the goalpost again. Now they're saying it's the 16th, you know, that, or February 16th, rather. That was unrealistic. Now it's actually February 20th. Well, how do they know this? All these American political analysts, you know, that's what it is. They're blaming hype for having caused U.S. officials to focus on the wrong date. Wow. How do you get that wrong? All I have to do is look at it, Afghanistan, and figure, you know, this is, the whole thing is a disaster. These obsessions with February 16th distracted attention from actual key dates. That's their excuse. You just don't know what to trust. You know, you can't trust the CIA, right? There's military experts all over the place that are saying, oh, no, they're still lined up at the border and they're going to invade Ukraine and we don't want a war. Most Americans surveyed don't want this war. Yet the eastern Ukrainian village of Stanitsa Luhansa was shelled with heavy weapons, according to Epoch Times, from the occupied Donbas area, according to its former minister in a Twitter post. Civilian infrastructure was damaged. We're hearing maybe a kindergarten school. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, alleged pro-Russian forces had shelled a kindergarten, what he called a big provocation. For its part, the Kremlin said Moscow was seriously concerned about reports of an escalation after the separatists accused government forces of opening fire on their territory four times in the last 24 hours. So we'll just kind of take a wait-and-see attitude and see if the dates really hold true. This is just like all these ministers that are predicting what day the end of the world is coming. And we don't know. They don't know. It happens when it happens. That's just it. I believe that Ukraine's military is prepared for whatever happens. So as long as the U.S. doesn't decide to play military cop and butts out of the situation, we'll be fine. But will they? That's the question. In Canada, we are getting some serious reports, and I couldn't wait to get to this because I've done one heck of a lot of research into this. And you know what is amazing? I'm thinking about this for, you know, just people, just the average day Americans who would like to acquire this device. It's called LRAD, and it's available on eBay, believe it or not. If you type in LRAD, which is long-range acoustical device, you type in LRAD, and you can actually find these devices for sale from all over the world for up to like $15,000, and you can have one of these same devices that it looks like Canada police are going to use on the protesters in Ottawa. And this also puts out a very shrill, harsh tone, which of course we put this on the on our posts so that you can actually go listen to it. If you've ever heard those little personal protection devices where you pull the pin out of it and it emits this loud screeching tone, well, imagine that tone in kind of a warble. And imagine that tone about 100 times louder than what your personal protection device is. And they're saying that this stuff can damage hearing. And they're basically encouraging the Ottawa police, and I'm talking about the protesters and people on the outside looking in, telling the police in Ottawa, please do not use this weapon. It may work great for crowd dispersal. They used it in Pittsburgh at the G20 summit here. It's been used all over the country. Now, whether they use the warble tone, that's a different story. But, you know, you can't ever anticipate what they're going to do. And for those of you that actually know people on the ground, you would be surprised to know that a piece of cardboard folded into three pieces and placed around the front of your head can really muffle the sound of that warble. So if you're up there, even a piece of Walmart poster board wrapped around the front of your head will stop that noise. We've looked into this morning, because if they're going to do this, these protesters need to understand that they're going to be grabbing their ears, and that only deadens it about 25%. But if you actually use a piece of cardboard, that will actually deaden it even more and make it more unbearable. Patrice in Ohio, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm good, and you?
I'm just hanging 10 here, watching the world fall apart, but, you know, we're good.
Yeah, well, it is a picture show, and we've seen this picture before.
We have. It's political theater.
Yeah, so Trudeau is the love child of Castro. We all know that. You take one look at the guy, he looks exactly like his dad. People need to look at pictures of Fidel Castro, like when he was in his 30s. They're spot on. And by the way, his mother said that Fidel was the sexiest man alive back in the day, around 1969.
I remember seeing
stuff. So in any event, yeah, well, it may be scrubbed by now, who knows? But he comes by this communism, honestly.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Amazing how that works.
My question, yeah, and I think Joe Biden's just going to try and make it seem like he can control and have peace and all this stuff, because I don't believe one word that Russia is trying to do anything over there other than protect their borders, which they're allowed to do. We would do the same thing if, you know, NATO pulled that on us.
So, well, of course we would.
But in any event,
go ahead.
Yeah. But I'm wondering, you know, thank God for these Canadian truckers. Is there, do they have any legal representation? I mean, I'm not hearing anything like, you know, anybody representing them or helping them legally.
Well, yes, we understand.
Didn't the main guy get arrested yesterday and the lady got arrested today?
Yeah, the main three people that organized the event are all in jail right now, and they do have representation from my understanding. Of course, the system up there treats their prisoners a little differently, unlike they do in D.C., where all of our January 6th folk are locked up. And so, you know, I'm figuring that they're probably being treated decently, but they're probably being scolded for even organizing something, and they're probably trying to talk them into telling everybody to give up this nonsense and go home. And I'm sure that, you know, this act of civil disobedience, you know, whatever they want to call it, this is one bit of propaganda versus a peaceful protest. Of course, Tucker had Carlson last night had on a woman that owns a gelato cafe, and is she donated $250 in money to the protest movement, and you thought that, you know, she murdered somebody the way that she was being harassed and threatened and terrorized, you know, by pro-Trudeau supporters. It is unbelievable, Patrice, the problem that you have when the majority of the people in your country believe that the government can do no wrong. And they put their faith in government and every government, it doesn't matter what it is. My reaction to the whole thing is that people are relying on government to do something government was not designed to do. And the same applies to Canada. And even if these people, I mean, they're obviously there for a reason. They want their freedom. And, you know, God forbid you drop the F-bomb, freedom, you know, to somebody like Trudeau, and you see what happens. Because, see, they don't want to let go of that power. And based on his past history, I would say that, you know, and given the fact that he said it's okay for, you know, this Nazi supporters has just upset one of their parliament's MPs. I mean, it's just, you know, it's, you know, frankly disgusting. He's done the blackface thing before. So, I mean, it should show you that he's fully ingrained in the left, and there's really nothing that Canadians can do other than to get rid of him by any means. Of course, legally at the polls would be preferred. But you see, they had enough of Mussolini back in World War II, and you saw what happened to him and his mistress. They dragged them out in the square, strung them up, and beat them to death. So, you know, you can't put it past an angry crowd. And when the protesters start to get really upset and you start using what we're understanding is these long, long-range acoustical devices, which have these shrill noises that are capable of inflicting hearing damage on crowds to get them to disperse. You know, when they start doing that, and they did this in Canberra, Australia during their, protest, and they did it at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh. I mean, a lot of these departments have it. And like I said, you could buy this stuff on eBay, which I think, you know, would be novel if you want to warn your entire neighborhood, because these things have a range of, you know, like 5.7 miles you can buy them, so that people can clearly hear every single thing you're saying. You can warn all your neighbors you're being invaded and to call to arms. I mean, I think it's a wonderful idea if you're going to use it for the right reasons. But to point something at protesters that can actually deafen them, cause them to become dizzy, sick, and disoriented for the means of, you know, going after them, I mean, I think it's sick and twisted. And the outsiders looking in are saying, please don't do this. This is going to set a very bad example for others in the world. They're not going to look very kindly on Trudeau, and you're going to see some real serious backlash, I think, if they do this. But anyway, Patrice, we appreciate your call. Got other people holding. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm great. Well, I'm fine. Hey, I want to go on those active denial systems. I remember reading stuff off Jeff Rentz's website that they've got weapons that can make you crap your pants and change your emotions and all sorts of things. And they tell us we can't fight these 5G towers is exactly why. Anyway, I want to throw in something for the discussion that you have in, I think, John in Michigan, and I really appreciate his call, started yesterday.
Sure.
And do you know anything about cooperative agreements between the judges and the agencies, and even down to local law, administrative courts? Have you, do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, not specifically, no. I know that because of the fact that the, my understanding is that the Social Security Administration and our Social Security numbers, which appeared on birth certificates, technically, I think they created a bond, and all of us have one that, you know, we're unaware with because, you know, we have a government, obviously, that does not disclose everything. They're not transparent by any means. I think that, you know, we have some, the higher elites have some blackmail documentation on each one of our congresspeople that, you know, they basically held them at bay. The ones that are trying to do the right thing are being told, look, if you don't want us to leak this dirty stuff, you're going to do what we tell you. You know, I really believe that that's there. As far as what the judges
really,
and what agreements, judges, see, here's the thing. Judges have to be bonded, too.
Yeah, but this actually stems from, as a result of the bankruptcy of 1933.
Right.
And what it is it's when it comes to child protective services, it's a big reason why people get their kids taken away from them, because it really affects what a judge gets paid, it sounds like. It's Ralph Winterode, he has got, and they're not easy to get a hold of, but he has got the ones for, if not all the states, a lot of the states. And you know, Ralph was a real good friend of Joyce's. He helped her. He financed her, some of her movies on Gulf War illness, and he lost his business because of it. You ought to get him on to talk about cooperative agreements, and also because he talks over most people's heads on his own show, and he needs somebody to. You know, actually flesh him out and make
in other words, put the brakes on him a little. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I get that.
But also, there's something in it was something written up in American Law Review, 185, and Fed 155, and it talks about the law that was passed under the Clinton administration on. The Voting Rights Act, the Motorola deal, and they've got us all listed as, you know, when people, they ask you when you get a license whether you want to register to vote, and all those people are registered as U.S. citizens. And what they're claiming in this ALR 185 article is that there's essentially no really elected local people because they're not listed, they're not voting as state citizens.
Okay, so you're talking about American Law Review, Volume 185, is that what you're referring to?
185, Fed 155 is the article in there.
All right, I'm making a note of that because on occasion we could go do some research on that. We'll keep that in the forefront. Our producers are listening to this program and making notes, I'm sure. So we will address that, and we'll see if we can't get him on the show, and appreciate your call. Thanks. All right, so we move along. Mercola is reporting the global technocrat cabal has been exposed through a network analysis, and it looks like, because we're trying to figure out, connecting the dots between individuals and organizations, who's working with whom, where and why, who's paying whom. You know, once you've done it, you can find that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation appears to be near the top or at the center of this COVID pandemic network. Gates also funds mainstream media. He is very heavily involved in global food and climate change policy. He owns several thousand acres of land in the breadbasket of America. The Gates Foundation, through its funding of the WEF, World Economic Forum, plays a role in the Great Reset. And the more you start digging, the more you find out where this criminal COVID enterprise is trying to take us. It is a downward spiral. And speaking of downward spirals, I was on a Zoom call last night, and it was a fairly interesting discussion between the founders and employees who work for the airlines. It's airline employees, the number four, AE4HF, airline employees for health freedom. In other words, these folks are not vaccinated. They're flying planes. I was looking in the chat box the entire time that the conversations were going on about the pilots and what kind of blowback they were getting. Their unions are not even supporting them. This is very similar to what we found out from Jason Wheat, who was part of freedomofchoice.org. And this is another organization that I've interviewed on the radio and talked to them live. The president, Jason, who's doing their PR now, he is a firefighter in Orlando, Orange County. And the mayor there in Orange County attempted to put a vaccine mandate in force. And, of course, Jason and his cohorts, they're representing about 600 people, went to the union. The union proceeded to basically poop all over Jason and put out stuff with his name on it that he did not author, tried to basically shank him politically and PR. And, of course, he's been to the governor's office, DeSantis' office, has testified before legislative subcommittees and gotten Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody to put in an amicus brief in the court case, the lawsuit they filed against Orange County, Florida, which, in effect, caused the mayor to rethink his mandate, and he dropped it. Now, the story is not over yet because that lawsuit is still going on. The group that I was on with last night in the chat box was talking about, hey, does anybody have any news or information about a pilot who all of a sudden started having chest pains in the cockpit and they had to divert the flight? You see, this is the stuff I told you about that might happen. A lot of these pilots are jabbed, folks. Be very careful which airline you're flying on. Because the more these things get crazy and the more they ramp up and the more pilots get jabbed, the riskier it gets. Dave Krieger with you. We will be back after this short break with Scott Shara. Stay with us.
Entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself, the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com. And receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. It's Friday. And Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We're just finding out right now, if you're tuning in February 18, 2022, Scott Shara, all of a sudden we're finding out is unavailable. And here's the thing. His daughter, Grace, was a promising young woman with Down syndrome. She died at the hands of hospital protocol last October after being admitted on October 6th for COVID-19 treatment. She was given a lethal combination doses, a dosage of Precedex, lorazepam, and morphine within a period of 30 minutes by an attending medical team. She was not DNR, but according to her chart, she was labeled as such. That's in violation of all sorts of statutes. And between you, me, and the lamppost, I think the Shara family has legal recourse, but that is to be seen. So we continue on with the news and your phone calls. We were talking before the break about blackface wearing prime. What is that phrase that I think Greg Gutfeld last night at Gutfeld was referring to Justin Trudeau as the prime minuscule of Canada or whatever it was. It was pretty funny. It's a real problem up there, and this is the thing. It's going to start here. Not only do they have Chris Barber and Tamara Litch, who I've been trying to reach out to get her to come on the show. Barber was charged with criminal mischief, and this comes from a convoy spokesperson in an online press conference. So this is probably what they're going to bust them for, which basically is a misdemeanor. But this long-range acoustic device I was talking about earlier that was used, we're going to post a photo that was taken in Canberra, Australia, on February 12th of this year as ordinary Australians protested outside the Parliament House against the mandates and the headgear worn by some of the officers, either the headphones or earmuffs, closest to the device. Obviously, because of the fact that you stand in front of that device and you're going to get blasted and it could mess up your hearing. And the police, of course, were wearing earplugs as though they knew that device was going to be used. There is video out there of one of the leaders in Parliament questioning the police. And, of course, they got the, well, we'll get back with you, diatribe when asked specific questions. We'll have to check that out and let you know. Yeah, we'll run it up the flagpole. Let's do lunch. Yeah. Now we're having a real trust issue with our law enforcement. Again, can't be doing that. Law enforcement, I mean, the chief of police in Ottawa walked out. That's Slowly, by the way. That's his name, Slowly. He didn't walk out slowly. He just walked out quickly. But his name is Slowly. So just kind of an irony there. The Israeli prime minister is going to scrap the green pass. That's your vaccine restriction, that you have to have one of those green pass systems. Going to do away with the vaccine card. Officials point to a significant decline in severe cases and an end to the moronic surge, the Omicron virus. Moronic, Omicron, oh my God, you know. This is Naftali Bennett announced the move yesterday, declaring the wave as broken. There's now a sharp drop in the number of serious infections, and so therefore we don't have to use the green pass anymore. That's happening in the coming days. And you needed that before to enter a long list of indoor public spaces, including bars, hotels, restaurants, gyms, even churches, synagogues, that all that good stuff. So you want to know how things are panning out in the United States. You see what's going on in Ottawa, Canada, and the amount of truckers that are still there, and they're being given all sorts of warnings, being given tickets, and they're basically crumpling up the paperwork they're being handed and throwing it out the window in defiance. Well, the Epoch Times is reporting California truckers fed up with the federal government's endless emergency powers mandating masks and vaccines are gearing up for what they hope is going to become a Canadian-style freedom convoy to D.C., and they're set to roll Interstate 40 headed east from Barstow. The date, February 23rd, that's coming up. It's called the People's Convoy. They're organizing the truckers. They're going to be hitting the road for the nation's capital city to demand the Emergency Powers Act be lifted, ending the mandates, according to Chris Marston, chairman of the American Foundation for Civil Liberties. This is a nonprofit that advocates for civil liberties issues and is helping coordinate the protest. Though previous news reports stated the convoy wouldn't depart until March 7, organizers now say they're going to ramp it up and get out of town earlier than planned. Freedom can't wait, according to Marston. The group's calling on the American people to join the call to freedom in the spirit of our brave and courageous neighbors to the north, our Canadian brothers and sisters who led the charge. Yes, we knew that was going to happen, and it's going to head to Washington. That's right. They are leaving and headed toward the capital of the Constitutional Republic, Washington, D.C., to peacefully protest to an end to the emergency powers. And so it's going to start and head for Kingman, Arizona. An estimated 500 to 1,000 trucks are going to be in that convoy, and they will probably pick up more who will join the convoy as they proceed toward Lupton, Arizona, and Glen Rio, Texas. They will continue across the state along I-40, working their way up to D.C. The People's Convoy, of course, is there for a reason. They expect everyone to join up, and that includes moms in soccer vans, to motorcycles, to buses full of hippies. It doesn't matter. Even if you're 420, doesn't matter. You're smoking pot on the bus, doesn't matter. The wheels on the bus go round and round. Yeah, they do, and it doesn't matter, right? It's for the people. And so they're even advising if you want to bring golf carts and mopeds. I fail to see how they're going to keep up with the rest of the traffic if they're doing 55 at least. But we wish them well. And, of course, you got to watch how they're posting these. They have the peoplesconvoy.org. They have a Facebook page and a Getter page, but Facebook and Getter, I guarantee when this thing starts up, I have this distinct feeling they're going to get censored and they're going to end up on other platforms. They should plan that anyway. Hopefully Give, Send, Go has figured out who hacked their page, and if they're starting up a fund, they would use Give, Send, Go, because I don't think that it's going to be affected again unless somebody purposely goes in and does it again. By the way, what's happening up in Canada very quickly, it looks like after what happened with all the banks shutting down that somebody hacked into the systems, once those things are up and running, because of the threats Trudeau has made about taking out money out of everybody's bank account and draining their bank accounts, he has just set off a bank run. What a lunatic. The man is not thinking clearly, because if you're going to attack somebody's personal property, what do you think they're going to do? Defend it. So what are they going to do? They're going to go to the banks, and they're going to have a bank run. So what are these five major banks we named yesterday going to do? Probably close their doors, tell people, well, we just don't have that much money. Can we make it out in a check? How about a cashier's check? You can cash it at any other smaller bank, really. Not if you've got a couple hundred thousand dollars in there. You got to call ahead, because they don't have that much currency there. They're working off the same fractionalized system we are, because they're all members of the IMF, and you know how that goes. Tom in Michigan, how are you, sir?
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to add, pieces to the puzzle. And, I mean, that's making this a very exciting time to be alive. I remember when Hillary and Obama were in charge, and you know, the wrecking Libya, wrecking Syria. One of the other big deals was NATO putting up defensive missiles in Turkey along the border, and Putin saying, "Look, you know, we're not stupid. All you have to do is change the software in those missiles, and that you can shoot nuclear weapons at us." You know, and there was a big standoff about that, and now we have the standoff in Ukraine with NATO moving in. And by the way, Trump was putting the brakes on NATO, and you know, and everybody, well, not everybody, most people know that's kind of how World War One started with as an Article 5 thing. But also, Hillary is now, she's come out of wherever she was hiding, and I think that you know, I mean, she's confident about something. What could it be?
Well, I pondered that, Tom. Yeah, I pondered that. I don't know that she's going to run, because I think that the even though she made a big downplay of this John Durham report that came out, then these indictments and things that are pointing to the Clinton campaign for funding this Russian steal Russian dossier that ended up being false. I think that, you know, that's still playing in the back of her mind. She can sit there and act like it's nothing but propaganda, but an indictment is an indictment. It is a legal process, and she needs to be paying attention. And she probably is, but she's just poo-pooing it off and laughing about it, because she thinks she's invaluable and the law is not going to reach out and touch her. So, you know, I don't know what Hillary's got up her sleeve, and I don't think if she runs for president, and it doesn't matter whether Trump does or whether any other Republican candidate does, she's all still for the same thing that all these other leftists are, and it doesn't matter what she says. She's just like a used car salesman talking out the side of her mouth, and I just don't see her getting into office at all.
I see it as a globalist cabal, and she's a major player in the globalist cabal. And, you know, they're on the ropes, you know. They could be coming out with everything they have, some kind of roka-doke on us. But, you know, thank you for taking my call.
Not a problem, Tom. Appreciate it. School assignment. Are you ready for this, Epic Times? I think you may have heard this before. There's a proposal to teach pleasure-based sex to kids using pizza. These kids, as young as 11, this is a middle school assignment using pizza as a metaphor for various sexual activities. Yes, honey, what would you like on your pizza? Oh, teacher, I want sausage. Yeah, you get my drift on this? All right. Yeah, here's your pepperoni, honey. Yeah, windfall of ire from parents. Oh, don't think it hasn't started. South Kingston, Rhode Island parent Nicole Solis told Epic Times she sees Rhode Island House Bill 7166 more as a grooming bill for sexual predators than a proposed sex education curriculum for kids. Here's the thing. When you can groom a kid by desensitizing them to sex, this is what they do. This is a thing about the medical profession as well. The medical profession, because I was in it, and you see body parts. And I'm not talking about dead body parts. I'm talking about live body parts, because where I was in the medical community, working at University of Kansas Medical Center in Kansas City, you see nudity. You see, and see, you get used to it. You try to cover up the patient to make sure that they're not compromised, because we do respect their privacy. And that's part of medical decorum. But the thing is every so often they'll roll over on the table when they're getting a fluoroscopy or something like that, and certain body parts will get exposed. You get used to seeing it. And the more that you work on people and the more you do things with people, the more desensitized you become, and it doesn't affect you as much. It's like, okay, I've seen it all before, so what's next? You see, this is the kind of attitude that our legislators and the people really need to be paying attention to. When you start desensitizing children to sex and make them think that everything you're talking about as an adult is normal, and that includes the CRT-based LGBTQ, but let's get Biden to quit. Just remember that, and you'll get the acronym right. It compromises their natural radar for sexual predators. This is also going on in Enfield, Connecticut. Parents there have expressed similar concerns about an assignment set out to middle schoolers that describes various ingredients and toppings of a pizza as sexual metaphors. Yeah, we can use a pizza as a metaphor for sex, begins the assignment. When you order pizza with your friends, everyone checks in about each other's preferences, right? My God, what are we doing here? Pizza as a sex metaphor. Wow. So much for the sex education we all used to know and love, right? This is why parents have to start paying attention. The only other way to get around it is to take your kids out of these public fools. Put them in a good Christian charter school where they don't teach this garbage. Or in the alternative, homeschool them. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up about the kids is Representative Ted Budd of North Carolina is demanding explanations from the North Carolina Board of Nursing following reports a nurse performed abortions after her medical license had expired and turned a blind eye to the sex trafficking of underage girls. Now, this is Ted Budd, who's a representative from North Carolina, saying it's come to his attention Deborah Jane Walsh, a nurse who operates an abortion clinic in Charlotte, North Carolina, performed abortions after her medical license expired in 2015. And he, of course, forwarded this on after the media started to talk to him. And there, of course, there was a letter obtained by the Daily Signal to the board's chair, Anne Marie Milner, wanting to know why this Deborah Jane Walsh was turning a blind eye to sex trafficking of underage girls. Now, here we're talking about this lady operating her own abortion facility where she kept a bed, a stove, clothing, and groceries. And she would tell patients unusual things, such as the abortion was only being performed on a spirit or fairy of one of the former clinic employees, according to the Daily Wire. Her unusual behavior combined with her keeping a firearm on the premises made clinic staff, including the people that were looking at what she was doing, fearful for their safety and the safety of others. The representative's letter also points out that there was a girl seeking an abortion who appeared to be under 16 years of age. Later, another worker told the clinic, or at the clinic, told the senator or the rep, the same man had been there on prior occasions with different women or girls each time. Now, what does that tell you? Somebody's operating a sex trafficking operation. The Florida Sheriff's Association, of which I am a member, puts out various pieces, which in this instance they have done. How to recognize the signs of human trafficking. We're going to include that article in our email post. So we hope that you are going on to thepowerhour.com and subscribing to our email blast, because according to a lot of the Florida hierarchy, we're talking about the Department of Legal Affairs and AG Ashley Moody, it is a common misconception that this crime always involves violence and kidnapping. Not necessarily. Most of these instances do not involve violence. Many of the perpetrators use psychological means to trick or manipulate their victims into bondage. That could lead up to what we call Stockholm syndrome. It's also untrue that victims of human trafficking are only targeted by strangers. Ah, nope. Usually they're being trafficked by somebody they know, such as a family member or romantic partner. Oh, it's my boyfriend. He's pimping me out. That sort of thing. So we encourage you to read these things so you know how to spot this behavior. Now we look at Amazon. Are they woke? You be the judge. They have removed Black Lives Matter from their charity program. The organization, of course, booted after falling afoul of nonprofit laws. They want to know where the $60 million assets went. Their global network foundation ran afoul, so Amazon has cut them from its charity program because it failed to disclose what happened to the tens of millions of dollars in donations it got following the racial justice protests, which are supposed to be peaceful. Yeah, my butt, peaceful. Proverbial caca. And of course, you know, Patrice Cullors, one of the founders, look at all the money she's got in the houses she bought. Then they bought some property up in Canada that belonged to the Communist Party. So they've stopped all of that. Down in Texas. Oh, we need to first touch on this Federalist article first before we get to Texas. You remember BLM? We just talked about them. Well, the plot has thickened this week with some particularly partisan developments after a longtime Clinton family ally and a top Russia hoaxer essentially took over the organization. Oh, you see, here it is. According to recent filings, as reported by the Examiner in Washington, Mark Elias, a Democratic lawyer known for funding the bogus Steele dossier while he was general counsel for Hillary's campaign, looks to be representing BLM's Global Network Foundation through his law firm. So it looks like now Clinton allies are now on BLM's board of directors because, hey, if we can raise $60 million, if these Marxists can go out and do it, the Democratic Party can do it too. So it looks like the Democrats have taken over BLM for race hustling. Oh, they're going to get more than that. They're going to get money. People, you need to wake up and understand where these people are coming from. This is a warning. Now we move on to Texas. Five employees, according to RT, at a private school in Texas have been arrested on felony charges after being accused of failing to report an alleged sexual assault of a student to police. According to court affidavits, one student also reportedly taken into custody. This happened to three administrators and two coaches at Midland Christian School, including Superintendent Jared Lee and Athletic Director Gregory McClendon. They were arrested this week for failure to report with intent to conceal, neglect, or abuse, which is a felony. And these are according to court records obtained by local media. All were reportedly released on bond Wednesday. Addition to Lee and McClendon, baseball coach Barry Russell, secondary principal Dana Ellis, and assistant secretary principal Matthew Counts were also charged. While city officials told local reporters a student was arrested for taking part in the purported sexual assault involving a baseball bat. I don't think I need to go any further with that description. I think you can probably figure it out. This involved a child in late January. The incident occurred about a week prior during baseball practice at Midland's M.H. Christensen Stadium, where the victim said he was abused as part of a freshman initiation day. Pushed to the ground in the locker room by fellow students who started hitting him and later assaulted him with a baseball bat. And it's him. I don't think we need to read any more into that. I think you know what happened. So somebody's going down for this. The five administrators were notified of the alleged hazing incident, and what do they do? We need to have our own little internal investigation. Doesn't that sound a little familiar, like Loudoun County? These five individuals need to go to jail. We need to be sending messages out there. If you're going to cover up this kind of garbage in your school, you need to be tried as one of the perpetrators. They all need to be put down, seriously. They need to go to jail. They're as bad as the abuser himself. Because he covered it up. This has to stop, folks. And Texas AG Ken Paxton claims that the Biden administration has tried to hide the numbers on the border, and they only know because they've sued. In fact, Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed 27 separate lawsuits against the Biden administration. And they're winning them, but the fact is trying to get them enforced when the Biden administration simply ignores the court order. I mean, these people are out of control. The only way to stop this is by shifting the way Congress is made up. If you can change that makeup of Congress, guess what? You now can turn this entire thing around. You can impeach Biden. You can impeach Harris. You can impeach Pelosi when she steps into the driver's seat because you know that, you know, the Michael Jackson wannabe on a bad makeup day, you know she's going to want to take over the Oval Office. You can take her out, too, while you're at it. And everybody else in line, take out the entire cabinet and impeach them all. They've done nothing but mess up America. And when you have a Republican-controlled administration with a majority that is in agreement with each other, unless somebody's got dossiers on all of them and they're telling them that if they even rise to that occasion, we're going to expose you. Remember Filegate, don't you? One of those sad things We move along here and remember Colonel Gail Halverson, who made regular drops of candy and other food supplies over blockaded West Berlin. They called him the Candy Bomber. And he passed away Wednesday at the age of 101. This is according to the statement from the director of the Aviation Education Foundation, which was named after him. Colonel Gail Halverson was trained as a fighter pilot and transport aviator in the South Atlantic during the Second World War. Despite having initially had mixed feelings about helping German citizens after losing friends during the war, he eventually felt compelled to provide aid after a meeting a group of children held behind a fence at Berlin's Tempelhof Airport during the city's blockade. Using his own rations and parachutes designed out of handkerchiefs, Halverson made regular candy drops into the city by wiggling the wings of his aircraft as he flew over the airport. After he began the supply drop, some of his other pilots began to join in with the efforts. As word spread, individuals began donating rations to the drops to the Berlin residents. Following his death, the German ambassador to the U.S., Emily Haber, tweeted her condolences, stating his actions gave hope to millions, adding she will celebrate his 101 years of life and friendship. In other quick news, while we have a minute, Zuckerberg's Facebook empire appears to be collapsing. Meta has lost nearly half its value in the last 6 months. It looks like all of our boycotting and declining to participate any longer in Facebook is working. The stock route has placed Zuckerberg's company in 11th place behind Chinese Tencent Holdings, chip giant Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which holds the ninth spot. The list of the world's most valuable companies ranked by market capitalization includes Apple, Microsoft, Aramco, Alphabet, Amazon, Tesla, Berkshire Hathaway, and NVIDIA. Most of these entities we just told you about are woke. You know what to do. Don't use them anymore. That's how you send a message. You vote with your feet, but you can really vote with your wallet. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. And we're going to be joined, if you're into the 434 hertz trip, by Jill Mattson. We're going to be talking about sound healing, using music and tones to strengthen your immune system. We'll be back after a break. Stay with us.
Harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.